Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
What a horrible place it is for people just to try to figure out and cope with this and not have Jesus. When he loves to walk, to live in us and walk with us and teach us. He's a pretty good example, isn't he? He faced a lot more than you and I will ever face. And he did it with a grace and with a trust. He prayed. He had to do some serious praying. But the Lord always answered him, didn't he? Gave him the strength that he needed. And he was able to walk through all of this life. That same one has promised to walk with somebody like me. Boy, do I want to get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for this day. Walk with me through it, because it's not just that I'm with you, it's that, you know, you think about when you yoke two animals together, it's not just some random thing so they can hang out in the pasture together. There's something specific that the farmer has in mind when he puts the two together. If they're just going to go out and be in the pasture, they don't need a yoke. But when he puts them together with a yoke, there's work. There's something actual that has to happen, that he has a purpose in fulfilling. Does that kind of remind you of what we talked about last week? I never made the connection until really last evening with Ephesians 2:10 about how the Lord's prepared works ahead of time for us to do. We come to him with his strength, with his grace, with his forgiveness. It's all from him. But he brings us into a relationship where, okay, now there's a reason you're here. I've got a place for you in this world that matters. You are going to be able to influence the world around you and grow up to be the person I've made you to be in the first place, but you're going to actually live with a purpose. And as we walk together and you listen for my voice and you do what I say with the strength that I'm going to give you, We're going to actually have an effect that will last into eternity. Isn't that amazing? It's simple truth, but do you see how all this ties together? And it all starts with come. Come. Make the choice. Listen to my voice. Humble yourself. I don't know who all may hear this. I know that this goes out in a lot of places. It's not important who I am. It's important who he is. But his word to you, here or some other place that's going to hear this later. That same Jesus, he's still here. Just here in a different way. He's here in his people, not just in his own body. He's able to be in many people at once. And not everybody that claims to be a Christian is one. But there are people that are, that know him. God wants you to be one of them. This word is not just history. It's not just religious doctrine. This is an invitation from the Son of God, inspired by his Father, that is directed to you. Why would he say all if he didn't mean all? If you feel your need today, you need to listen to his word. You need to come to him, whatever form that takes. You need to come to him from your heart and reach out and recognize your own need. What it is that separates you from him is the sins that you've chosen to do. But he invites you to come and be honest, but say, I want you to look at your sins, but now I want you to look at the cross. I want you to look at what I did that you could never do, never deserve. I want you to put your hope and your faith in me, because I have the power. It's not just that I have the character to be sympathetic. I have the power to do what needs doing. I've got what it takes. Paul, what did Paul say about that? I'm persuaded that he is able. He is what? Able. He's up to the job. He is able to take what I have given to him and keep it for that day. Oh, praise God. We're not here for a long time. We're here just a short time. When we look back one day, this will seem so short, because it seems pretty short for a lot of us right now. But I'll tell you what. We got somebody who just wants us to come. But I'll tell you, if there's an unrest in your heart, there's no peace down in here. That's not coming from the Lord. That's coming from the world. It's coming from our own nature. That's what he came to deliver us from. Whoever you are, you could be one of his children and still be in a place where you've listened to the voice of the enemy, and it's just filled your heart with fear and unrest and uncertainty, with all kinds of things that we know aren't coming from God. And to you, he says, come. That's not how I want you to live. I made a way that you could be free from all of that. That you could have a peace and a joy and a sense of purpose in your heart and your life. But you've got to come. You've got to make the choice to reach out and believe my promises and look to me and be willing to walk with me and learn. Because I'm going to teach you how to navigate this crazy old world so that it makes a difference. And then one day, I'm going to plant a life in you, like Jim Elliot made reference to. I'm going to plant a new life in you. If you don't have this already, if that's where you're at and you need to come to him to be born again, he's going to plant a brand new life in you that the devil cannot kill, that nothing is cannot die. That sounds like a pretty good foundation for hope. If I've got something that cannot die, now I just need to learn to live that out and take dominion over the things that would otherwise control me and take away my rest, take away my peace. Oh, praise God. What did Jesus say to his followers? Peace I leave with you. This is right before he went to the cross. He knows the next day he's going to the cross. Just blows my mind the things he was able to say. Peace I leave with you. My peace. My peace. How could he have peace at a time like that when he knew what he was facing? Only God's power can enable someone to speak those kinds of words. My peace. Is he worried? Is he anxious? We're the ones who listen to the voices that make us fearful and anxious. The more we're able to look to him and trust in him, the more we can experience. We can learn from him if we're willing to walk with him. But do you see a little more depth in this? In the first place, you've got a picture of two different kingdoms implied. You've got people who, because they are a part of the kingdom that rules over this world, they're weary and they're burdened. They cannot find peace. They cannot find the rest that he's talking about. And there's another kingdom that he came to establish. Folks, those are the only two options. We're either going to be part of the world's kingdom that will perish, or we're going to be part of the kingdom he came to establish through the sacrifice on the cross. That's why we rightly lift that up all the time. That's the center. That's the centerpiece of everything, is who Jesus is and what he did. I'll tell you, to God be the glory. But everyone here has the right, the invitation. Talk about a divine invitation. It's really a command, but it's an invitation to come. If there's an unrest in your soul today, it's there because of the influence of this world around us and our own nature. We need to hand that off to him and say, Lord, teach me your ways. Help me to lay hold of your promises and actually believe them. And then realize that I'm not here to do my thing. That's where young people need to be cautioned. The world will tell you about all those possibilities. I don't care which one you follow. There's no good end to it. But I'll tell you, there's one who came to give us life that never ends. And the world is going to hate you while you're here. But I'd rather walk with Jesus and be hated by the world than walk with the world and wind up being destroyed in the end. Because those are the options. But I thank God. Come to me, Jesus said. Come follow me is the sense of it. You're coming, but you're coming to be joined to me. All you who are weary and burdened. And I'll tell you, if you grew up in this church and you don't see the reality of your need before a holy God, I pray right now that God will absolutely open your eyes to see the reality of that truth. Because if you don't, you'll go your way and you'll listen to the lies of the enemy and you'll perish in the end. That's not what he wants. Even the people in Jerusalem, how many times have we referred to this? God doesn't get any joy about having to punish the wicked. He looked at Jerusalem right before they were ready to kill him. Said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who stoned the prophets, you killed the prophets, you stoned the ones I sent to you. How often would I have gathered you? Just like a hen gathers its chicks, but you were not willing. That was his heart. And when they killed him in that horrible way, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That's the one I want to serve. That's the one I want to serve. Even the one thief on the cross recognized, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Didn't say you have to earn it. Take my yoke. That's something we do. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Simple words, aren't they? They are profound when you think about them. All I can say is just, this is God's message to somebody, maybe to all of us in somewhere. But whatever the Lord's saying to you, listen. He's talking to you because he loves you and because there's a need. Don't run away from it. Don't harden your heart. Don't say, well, maybe someday, I got things to do. Lord, I need you right now. I surrender. I recognize I'm a part of something that's not going anywhere, and you're calling me to something, to a kingdom that cannot perish, cannot die, cannot end. Praise God. That's the choice that I'm going to make today by faith, and I'm putting my hope in Jesus Christ and none other. Not in me and my ability to be anything, but you and what you did for me in providing everything that I need. I'm trusting you. I'm believing you.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.